You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Wednesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and the newest location at the south end of Lincoln City, overlooking Siletz Bay. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Let's talk some NFL football with our good friend, Sam Monson. You can go give him a follow on Twitter, at Sam Monson NFL, co-host of the Check the Mic podcast. Sam, good morning to you. Everybody has to have a take. Overpaid, underpaid, fair, unfair. Brock Purdy, the last pick in the draft, finally gets his deal from San Francisco. You see the numbers, more details trickling out. What's your reaction to the Niner quarterback getting paid?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty fair deal from both sides. The 49ers, you know, I think you can look at that and say they got him under market value relative to some of the other contracts that have been signed in the last couple of years, or at least, you know, got a fair reflection of the fact that he probably isn't an elite top tier quarterback. And there is some heavy lifting being done by the supporting cast and by the scheme and those kinds of things. But there's nuance to this as well. That doesn't mean Brock Purdy is simply a product of the offense and anybody could do what Brock Purdy has done over the last few years. We know that isn't true. You know, we've seen other quarterbacks within that offense, and all of them get elevated by Kyle Shanahan, but not all of them do what Brock Purdy has been able to do since he came into the league. So I think it's a fair deal that, you know, reflects that Brock Purdy is important to this offense, but that he also needs some help.
He's a polarizing player, polarizing contract. I'm curious, what is Sam Monson learning by the contract at that position about what teams are choosing to do? And what do you make of the noise of him getting paid and people that are against it?
Well, for years, there was no nuance at all in NFL quarterback contracts. It was just whoever the next guy that was coming up was became the best paid quarterback in the NFL. And it was kind of a binary thing. Either you become the next best paid quarterback in the NFL or you're not really getting the contract at all and the team is moving on from you. Now I think you're starting to see these sort of tiers of contracts develop. You're starting to finally get this middle class quarterback contract, and maybe now even an upper middle class quarterback contract as well, as well as a sort of variety of ways of structuring those contracts. I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes now looks like one of the cheapest quarterback deals in football, right. But he signed a $500 million deal when he did his deal. It was just such an unusual structure. But, you know, now you're starting to see guys like Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, these guys that are good quarterbacks, but probably not in the elite category. They're getting a tick below, you know, the top tier money, the $55 million a year kind of bracket in terms of average per year. And then you're getting guys like, you know, Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold. They are at that much lower level of with that recognition that, you know, those guys can be good starters. They can absolutely go on a run. They can play very good football, Pro Bowl caliber. But again, they're not at the Josh Allen, you know, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes type of level. So I think we're starting to see some much more nuance when it comes to quarterback contracts.
Yeah, we're talking with Sam Monson, our good friend, NFL analyst, the co-host of the Check the Mic podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Sam Monson NFL. Last one on the 49ers, and I can kind of widen the scope a little bit too. I think this will be a year for them where if you're anti-Purdy in the contract or pro-Purdy in the contract, you're going to have a kind of point at the end of the season to say, see, I told you so, whether that's they surprise some people have a good year or a lot of people predicting this is going to be a down year for them based on the offseason that they've had. So first part of it is just kind of where are you at on San Francisco based on their offseason? And then looking at the rest of the NFC West, you get Stafford back in L.A. Arizona, I feel like it's just always Arizona. And then Seattle changes quarterbacks. I'm wondering how you view that entire division going into the year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a good division. I expect Arizona to be better with the changes that they've made. Seattle is a real wild card because of the changes that they went through, moving on from Geno Smith, bringing in Sam Darnold. We don't even know what that's going to look like based off what Sam Darnold did a year ago. 15 games of like Pro Bowl to All-Pro level play, and then two games where he looked like seeing ghost Sam Darnold again, you know, throwback all the way back to his first seasons with the Jets. I have no earthly idea what that's going to look like going forward. I think the broad range of outcomes for Darnold is pretty spectacular. And then I think the Rams should be very good. They upgraded on a team that honestly was pretty close a year ago. I mean, the Rams gave the Eagles the best game of anybody in the playoffs. They were only a drive or two away from shocking them in that postseason performance. And if they'd won that game, you know, they'd have been favored, I think, in the NFC Championship game, and maybe they'd have been the Super Bowl team. So the Rams, I think, will be real forces as well. The 49ers, that offense is still in very good shape. You know, they've made the restructures. They've moved people around. They've moved on from a Debo Samuel to free up the money for a Brock Purdy contract, and they're still left with Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams and, you know, Juwan Jennings showed that he's capable of much more than they've asked from him in the past. Last year, Ricky Pearsall didn't feature that much as a rookie after getting shot before he even took the field. So you would assume he would have a much bigger role this year. That offense can still do real damage. The key is now the defense has basically been left to rookie contracts and Fred Warner, you know, and Nick Bosa. But they need that group that they drafted this year to actually do something as rookies. Otherwise, the defense could be a real problem area for the 49ers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a pretty big note there. He got shot. He still played football. It's absolutely nuts. What are the Bengals doing? Could you walk me through that?
I think the Bengals are doing what they usually do, which is they're just being a bit cheap. You know, like they've dragged all these contracts out maybe longer than they needed to. I was kind of surprised that they fronted up with the money for both T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, but they did. They found a way to get that done, and now Trey Hendrickson wants his money, and that's where they're choosing to cheapen out and say, well, what about you just take less than that and be happy about it, you know? And you can't really do that. Trey Hendrickson's been, number one, their best defensive player. Number two, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL over the last few years. He is due a pay increase, and he deserves it. So, you know, the Bengals, it's not just that they act cheap sometimes. It's the way they go about the negotiations seems to piss people off. You know, they don't just sort of, everyone knows that football is a business and there's give and take and there's negotiations to be done. But there's a way of negotiating where you're not sort of actively demeaning your opponent opposite the other end of the negotiating table, who also happens to be your player. You know, like it doesn't help anybody if you sort of make it out like, you know, you're in the right and he's basically insulting you to even consider that he's worth more money than that. So yeah, it's tough. Like, they need Trey Hendrickson in the building, and the way they're going about it right now is not moving towards that as an eventual outcome.
Well, Sam, it's not just him. They can't reach an agreement with their rookie edge rusher as well. Like, it's just, I just find the whole thing very odd, especially when you have that quarterback and that receiver.
Yeah, I mean, that part is sort of more of a, again, this is, the Bengals are definitely a team that tends to draw these weird lines in the sand contractually. But, you know, rookies, you get a couple of teams every year where they hold out a bit longer. The Bengals' problem there is not so much that they haven't got him signed. It's that they don't have the same kind of guarantees in place that other teams do, whereby if he, you know, went to rookie minicamps, worked out and got hurt, they're not guaranteeing his money the way other teams will. So that is their problem more than the fact that they haven't actually got him under contract yet.
Last one for you, Sam. Are you pro the idea to change the playoff formatting? I know the Lions have pulled that proposal today, so it won't happen, but it's not going to go away for the NFL. So is Sam Monson pro or anti that? And it does sound like there's growing momentum to get rid of the tush push, at least as we know it. How does Sam Monson feel about two potential rule changes?
The playoff one, I can't find it within me to care either way. I'm one of the few people that doesn't seem to have a problem with the current situation. Like, yeah, sometimes you end up in a spot where a team with more wins as a wild card has to go on the road to a playoff team with fewer wins, and I don't really care about that. If they're better, they should win the game. What are we complaining about? Like, home field advantage is not what it used to be. Vegas isn't giving you 3 points anymore for having to go on the road, so you know, front up and beat the worst team. Like, deal with it. Equally, if it did change, I don't think I'd care too much about that either. It probably is a better way of doing it. And you would remove those occasions where, you know, a team like Minnesota has to go on the road to a team like the Rams. But, you know, I don't think either one of those things are massive glaring problems with the league as it currently stands. And the push play, again, I don't really have a problem with it. Like, it's being framed, I think, incorrectly, right? The people that don't like the push play are coming up with a bunch of straw man arguments to get it banned, right? Green Bay's proposal was an absolute joke when you read what it was. They were against it for like three different reasons, none of which have any merit to them whatsoever. If you don't like the push play, the reason for not liking it is simply because you don't like the push play. And that's why we want to take it out of the game. And we believe that there's some inherent unfairness to being able to push the runner, but not being able to push, you know, a linebacker at the other end to offset that. And that's right. The only reason. It's like, we don't like this play, and we've decided there is a way of banning it without fundamentally changing the game. But you're not banning it because of player safety. You're not banning it because of, you know, play speed or whatever the Packers were talking about. You're not, like, none of that stuff is a valid argument. You're just banning it because you don't like the play.
It's so spot on. I am anti-tush push. And if you ask me why I'm anti-tush push, I don't like it. I don't try and come up with different reasons and excuses.
Body's slowly moving everywhere.
I don't want to see it. You know, Sam Monson, he is the co-host of the Check the Mic podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Sam Monson NFL, one of our favorites. We always love catching up with you, Sam. Thanks for the time this morning, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Anytime. Take it easy, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.